Good morning. Currently in Jacksonville, we're looking at a temperature of 25 degrees. Overcast skies, winds out of the west, 6 miles per hour, knocking the wind chill down to 18. It is time for a look at your local and area news. It's brought to you at this hour by Barfield Carpets and Colton Downey Insurance. I'm Jim McCabe. Jacksonville aldermen are going to get another update on the city's water treatment plant tonight. Utility committee meeting has been scheduled for 5:15. Representatives from Benton & Associates, the engineering firm that's designing the plant, will be on hand. There's plenty of other interesting items on the agenda. The mayor's report during workshop session includes discussion on liquor sales during the downtown celebration and the usage of the square for the Relay for Life. Presentations have been made on both topics. Aldermen could vote on resolutions regarding those two issues tonight. There's also the first reading of the 2015 appropriations budget. The workshop begins at 6:30. It's all happening in the Jacksonville Municipal Building at 200 West Douglas.
Thanks for walking all over us. Barfield Carpet was voted number one carpet store in Jacksonville again this year. We appreciate all of our loyal customers and friends. As always, we strive to be the best. Maybe that's why Barfield Carpet has been flooring people for almost 40 years. Thanks for your vote. Barfield Carpets, 243-2655. That number again is 243-2655.
Jacksonville police made three arrests Sunday morning. 49-year-old Amy Darwin of Southland Park Drive was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 12:45 a.m. for DUI and reckless driving. Darwin has been released on bond. 21-year-old Ski Sanders of the 700 block of North Main was booked at the county jail at around 3:15 for possession of a controlled substance and an out-of-county warrant for driving with a revoked license. Sanders remains in custody. 21-year-old Austin Jones of Lincoln was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 3:30 a.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia. Jones has been released on bond. The 2014 edition of the annual Morgan County Crime Report is out. Sheriff Randy Duvendak released the stats last week, which reflect activity outside Jacksonville. They show a few noteworthy spikes and decreases. There were 23 burglaries last year, a decrease of 20 from 2013. On the other side, there were 24 more theft cases reported last year, totaling 69. Duvendak says one thing is clear about why theft is up.
We're having more cyber theft, so to speak, identity theft, credit card fraud. I think that kind of crime is on the upswing, and those are difficult for local law enforcement to work where you're dealing with a suspect in another state or another country, where we really rely on the federal authorities.
And he says he's happy to see the burglary numbers down.
Particularly residential burglaries. I want people's homes to be their castle. I mean, that's what everybody wants. We want people to feel secure in your home.
Duvendak says scrap metal theft is still a problem in Morgan County. There were two motor vehicle thefts, the same annual amount as in 2013. There were nearly 14% more criminal damage or trespass cases, totaling 56. There was one arson case on which the sheriff's department is still working. There were six criminal sexual assaults, an increase of 5 from the previous year. There were also 6 assault cases. That's an annual increase of 5, but Duvendak doesn't believe there were actually more assaults this year. He thinks it's a matter of what gets reported. There were 9 battery cases and 15 domestic battery cases. In both instances, a decrease of 3. In terms of drug arrests, there were 117 total. Cannabis was once again the main substance seized. There were 57 arrests for people with pot. Duvendak notes some of the arrests were big ones.
We did have a couple significant arrests. We had the lady who had 121 pounds, stopped on the interstate, and I believe that case is still pending. Another stop not too long, just a couple months ago out there, where there was a little pursuit for a while. We got 12 or 13 pounds out of that was being trafficked through Morgan County.
There was one other pot arrest that netted more than 10 pounds. In total, there were 41 drug paraphernalia arrests. There were only 3 meth-related apprehensions on the report, but those numbers don't reflect the work done by deputies with the Central Illinois Enforcement Group, who often respond to illegal meth operations in the county. Duvendak estimates there were about a dozen such operations that were uncovered in Morgan County last year. There were no homicide cases in 2014 outside Jacksonville. There were no child abuse cases. There were 1,600 more calls made to 911 than in 2013, totaling about 7,100 last year.
A part of that may be by our population changing. It's getting older. I know a significant amount of the 911 calls are medical. People carrying cell phones. Everybody's got a cell phone now. You're driving down the street, you see something. You see a DUI, you see an accident. A lot of times, particularly for, like last winter, was a bad winter.
The clearance rate this year was 60% for all criminal offenses. There were 453 criminal offenses reported last year, a decrease of 14 over the year. The county handled just over 8,000 requests for service. State lawmakers are reacting to Governor Bruce Rauner's recent comments about shaking up Medicaid. Eric Feldman, with our reporting partners at WICS, ABC News Channel 20, has this report.
Governor Rauner says Medicaid is at an unsustainable level, something Representative Bill Mitchell agrees with.
It's projected to be 4 million by the end of this decade, so 4 million people out of 12.5 million people on some form of public assistance in terms of health care is unsustainable.
Representative Sarah Feigenholz sponsored the SMART Act back in 2012, which cut more than $1 billion from Medicaid in Illinois. And she says she's curious what Governor Rauner wants to cut further.
I'd be hard-pressed to see where the governor would find additional cut opportunities after the SMART Act.
Feigenholz says the SMART Act faced lawsuits because of the entitlement of Medicaid, and she says she expects the governor to face something similar.
Eligibility requirements are standards that are typically set by the Fed. We do not go beyond that in most of the services that we provide. We don't provide more than what those entitlements require.
But Mitchell says there should be a way around the lawsuit this time around because of the Supreme Court's Affordable Care Act ruling.
That Supreme Court decision said that, hey, the states can opt out of certain programs that didn't exist before, whenever the Roberts decision was a couple years ago.
In the end, Feigenholz and Mitchell say they're eager for February 18th.
Day one of the Rauner administration will be February 18th when he does give his budget address, because that's really his priorities, his blueprint, and what he sees for the future of Illinois. We'll know a lot more on February 18th.
And again, that's Eric Feldman reporting. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan has blocked the deal made by former Governor Pat Quinn during his final weeks in office to end the contract with the state's lottery management company. Madigan says Quinn didn't consult her office before announcing the deal with North Star Lottery Group, and she says the arrangement is illegal and potentially costly to taxpayers. The Quinn deal was announced without resolving the dispute between the state and the company over payments owed to the state because the lottery continually failed to meet revenue projections. In scuttling the deal, Madigan sides with Governor Bruce Rauner's administration, who has been critical of the termination agreement. Coming up, a check on news notes.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does he know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who knows who, another state, another country? Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance Company, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who'll know you and protect you. Visit Diamond Brothers Insurance in Jacksonville and Root House, or call 243-8000.
Taking a look at news notes this morning, just a couple to tell you about. One is the Jacksonville NAACP meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. That's at the public library. And yoga class at Passavant Area Hospital tonight also at 7. Glancing at weather conditions, high temperature yesterday was 44 degrees. Official low during the reporting period was 20. The overnight low, or low since midnight, was 21 degrees. We measured 1/100th of an inch of rain. Wasn't, or precipitation, it wasn't rain. It wasn't big white snowflakes either. It was definitely something in between. Nonetheless, a trace amount of precip here at the radio station. 25 degrees and overcast currently in Jacksonville, with that wind chill in the teens, upper teens. Bob's got the full forecast up next, and the next scheduled local newscast is at 8:06 this morning. Local news at this hour is brought to you by Barfield Carpets and Colton Downey Insurance. Bulletin News is on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.